Every year, a special sports prize is awarded to the best handicapped sportsman or woman in The Hague. The prize, which is named after triathlete Wouter Duinersveld, was founded last year by sports journalist and photographer Hans Willink. We spoke to him about his initiative and this year's winner.
It's always difficult if you have to choose. We had three nominees. One of them were the wheelchair hockey team of Haag 88, who became Dutch champion, were second in the cup, and were fourth in the big international competition. And we had Rita van Geffen. She is the first blind or visually disabled woman from The Hague who did the Rotterdam Marathon. And believe me, it's difficult to run 42 kilometers on a string. And somebody says, there's an obstacle here and there's an obstacle there. Just try to do it. And then we had Renske van Beek, who obviously won it because she is a para snowboarder and she won 5 World Cups. She won 2 European Cups and 2 world titles. If you look at the three nominees, and there were more nominees, but these three stood out above the rest. And then within these three, Renske was from a different world. She was, but what she did, mind you, when she was 10 years old, she had
a stroke.
And when she was 15 years old, she was hit by a truck, and that did terrible damage to her left leg, which is already a problem because she is still paralyzed on the left side. Then at about 25, she started picking up para snowboarding. And in the first year, she became Dutch champion. She was a nominee last year as well. And in the year after, she made so much progress. And now, I already know, she's making even more progress. She's going for the Paralympics. She's almost there. She needs to have 2 good results and she's in Paralympics. And that might just be this week or next week. So it's very exciting to have her as our winner and to see how much progress she makes. But I'm always curious to see what the rest of the disabled sports people in The Hague do.
Talking about the Olympics, the Special Olympics are coming to The Hague next year.
No, not next year, in 2020.
Okay.
In 2020, and that's very, very good that we have these great games in The Hague. It's for the mentally disabled, and it's huge. I think we will have about 3,000 contestants, and it will be all over the city, and everybody will know. We are already talking a little bit, I'm a bit involved yet, about how we're going to do the public relations and the communication. And I'm going to be in the brainstorm sessions about that, and I'm going to be helping out with that, and I'm going to be helping out wherever we can, because it's so great. If you just look it up on the internet, we had it in 2016, and we will have it in 2018 in Doetinchem. But if you see how much joy there is, and how much they accomplished. We had a special prize this year for 2 persons who competed in the 2016 Special Olympics and won gold in the mixed tennis. I love that. I love that.
All triumphs, aren't they?
Yeah, but they were so proud of it. We had them on stage and we gave them a special prize, and they were so proud. One of them wore the gold medal and showed it to everybody here. I love that. That's what it's all about. That's what we do. That's why we do more than just a prize, because we want to help in that excitement in making people forget that they are disabled.
Hans Willink, sports journalist and sports photographer, also founder of the HSG Prize for Handicapped Sportsmen and Women in The Hague. Thank you very much for joining us on Dutch Buzz.
You're tuned into The Hague with Dutch Buzz.